and trying to disabuse ourselves of where the minister stands from gazetting legislation, this would have significant impact on how you're insured and whether you're insured. We focus on exactly that. Wayland van Vuren, client experience partner at King Price, joins us now. How are you?
Very well, Rafiwe. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm so glad that you're here to help us understand a little bit more about our rights and responsibilities in this somewhat unique situation that we find ourselves in. Ordinarily, where people's licenses have expired, one can pretty much put that to negligence. But we can tell you anecdotally and with quite a large sample that South Africans and Cape Townians in particular are trying very hard to get themselves up to date and have been struggling with respect to the licensing departments having massive backlogs. How does that affect insurability on your side at King Price?
That's 100% correct, Rafiwe. So people are, it's not going as smoothly in the past for obvious reasons. But the approach, you've mentioned two scenarios now. So people can be negligent by not, being on time for the renewal. And then it can also be challenges, where, things are going so slow now that you can't get your renewal within time. But the approach to this in the insurance side is more or less the same. But I think for people find themselves in two scenarios that is getting them worried. The first one is where your vehicle license expired, and the second is where your driver's license expired. So I think I just quickly want to touch on both to give people, where they are. So on your vehicle license, there won't be a determination in your contract of insurance that's saying that you're not going to have cover if your vehicle license expired. What we most often see, or that's in every contract out there, is that you've got a responsibility to ensure that your vehicle is always in a roadworthy condition. So that is how it's stated in the policy wording. And now one has to go and look. So is there a change in the risk the moment that your vehicle license expired? You couldn't get it renewed quick enough, and now you're in an accident, and say your insurer wants to come back to you and say, listen, your vehicle is not licensed, therefore we're not going to pay your claim. That is nonsense. It can't happen, and it can't be allowed. And if something like that happens, one has to go back and see what is actually the difference now in the risk. If a vehicle is not roadworthy, for example, the tires are smooth, or the brakes are not in a good condition, and that contributed to the accident, then there is a material link or nexus between the fact that what the client didn't comply with and the accident. If that contributed, you couldn't stop in time, and that resulted in an accident. So an expired license, where the vehicle is overall in a roadworthy condition, doesn't change the risk for the insurer, and therefore they cannot reject those claims.
That's interesting. Wayland, is that specifically with respect to King Price, or is that industry-wide?
No, that is industry-wide. If there's any insurer that reject your claim, in circumstances like that, you should immediately contact your attorney or the ombudsman for short-term insurance to assist you. They can't do that. That's wrong. In this difficult times that we have, either after or before that can't be done. Because if the insurer wants to rely on that rejection, they must be able to show that contributed to the way in which the loss occurred. And I mean, to give you an example now, if your vehicle is valid, if your license is valid today and your vehicle is in a roadworthy condition and if tomorrow it isn't, what is the difference now in risk for the insurer? That is not relevant to you with your vehicle as a risk, and therefore the insurer can't reject a claim like that. Now, coming to the other scenario. Where your driver's license expires. There again, if you're an experienced driver for years, so the contract there will clearly determine, I haven't seen one that doesn't say the driver, if you want to enjoy cover, you have to ensure that the driver of the vehicle at the time when the accident occurred was in possession of a valid driver's license. And that must be so. If you never got your license, then there's clearly a prejudice for risk. You know, you haven't been tested. You can't take the necessary evasive action, even if you're not guilty. And then, you know, that will result in an accident, you know, most often. So, but if you've been driving for 10 or 15 years, your license now expired in the last 3 weeks or so, and you couldn't get it renewed within time, what is the change again now? So there is a little bit of a catch there. If you've gone in time, it could have been that, you know, there could have been an endorsement that you can only drive with tested glasses
right,
or contact lenses or something like that, which may result in you being a higher risk. But overall, if you are an experienced driver, you had your license for many years, I'm not talking about someone who failed to renew his license for months and months, you know, where it has expired now, then that can be relevant. That can contribute to the accident, but in circumstances where it's just in the last few weeks, insurers can't go and just reject those claims. It's not allowed by the authorities, even if the contract is saying that you must be in possession of a valid driver's license. It's not as easy as that. You must be able, then you must give the person an opportunity to go and say, so let's wait for your renewal to come through. And if there's any endorsement problem or so, and the delay was because of your that you didn't go for the license, not in lockdown where you're 3 weeks late now or 6 weeks late, then they have to settle those claims even if the license expired because you as a risk didn't change.
That's quite a relief, Vainant. One of our listeners, Jeff, asks an interesting question. Let's say that the innocent party, so when we've come down to the establishment of what caused the accident, the aggrieved actually is the unlicensed party. For example, that person never had a license to begin with. Does that automatically create an issue insofar as that person should never have been on the road?
No, not at all. So again, how deep, even our courts in South Africa is looking, from the following point of view. So if the insurer is saying that the driver of the motor vehicle was not in possession of a valid driver's license, they will go and see how did that contribute to the loss. So the insurers in South Africa, as far as I've seen it, even in my days when I was at the Ombudsman for short-term insurance, what happens there is there's an you are stationary at an intersection. So there's, you're sitting there and a vehicle comes from behind and drives into you. So what is the, how did the fact that the driver at that time wasn't in possession of a valid driver's license contribute to that accident? So in exceptions like that, the insurers do have to pay those claims and the ombudsman insists on that. But then in other scenarios, it's very difficult to say that I was not the guilty party. I was not in possession. I've never gone for my license. I can't show driving experience. It's not a question of the license just expiring in the last 3 weeks. So it's an unlicensed driver, not skilled. Now you're on the road, but a car comes from the front into your lane. You know, it's also a skill to take evasive action. Therefore, that is not always a relevant argument. People must still make sure that they do what they can to ensure that they have their driver's license. But in circumstances where it's delayed, the renewal is delayed, just because of COVID and the things that we face now, it's not sufficient for insurers to just turn a blind eye and reject those claims.
Massive, massive relief. Vainant, thank you very much for that assistance in helping us understand. Vainant van Vuren, of course, being a client experience partner at King Price. And as he rightly says, and thanks for this message, which indicates this as well, in South Africa, we never do check for roadworthiness each time we renew our license. In the same way that with the driver's license, it's not as if we retake the test, but that loophole, or at least that catch that Vainant indicated, that, for example, if it had something to do with your eyesight that might have deteriorated over the years, that is something that we need to pick up on.
Want to find